Married at First Sight by Gu Lingfei. Chapter 4321. She told Josh that she planned to lose weight after confinement. "I need to lose weight. I have to lose weight." Serenity smiled and said, "I'm not that fat. Besides, I'm breastfeeding, so it's normal for me to eat more." Her friend has always been a foodie. Josh, standing next to him, interjected, "See? I told you I'm not fat." Even Serenity agrees. Still not believing, Jasmine turned to Audrey. Audrey just smiled and reassured her, "You're not fat." Finally satisfied, Jasmine gave up on dieting, at least for now. The small family stayed for about 10 minutes before going to visit more relatives with the baby. Serenity and the others stayed at the Johnson family house until the afternoon before returning home. Since Catherine and her husband were visiting, Serenity asked Zachary York to take her to Farrell family first before returning home with Audrey and the others. As soon as he saw Catherine, Serenity smiled warmly and said, "Long time no see, Catherine. You are getting more and more beautiful." Catherine, beaming with the joy of newlywed love, looked radiant. She returned the compliment with a bright smile. "Serenity, you are as beautiful as ever. I have seen many pregnant women, but you are the most beautiful I have ever seen." "Of course. I've always been this beautiful," Serenity said happily, touching his face with a smug look. Everyone laughed. The group returned to the hall. After a while of friendly conversation, Catherine took out two invitations, one for Audrey and one for Serenity. "My cousin, Serenity, Pedro, and I have officially registered our marriage, and we have set a wedding date. It will be in half a month," she announced excitedly. She turned to Audrey, her eyes filled with anticipation. "Cousin, I really hope you and your family can come celebrate with us." Audrey took the invitation, opened it quickly, and then gave it to her husband. Mr. Farrell didn't even bother to glance at it, just took it and put it aside. Instead of answering immediately, Audrey first asked about Catherine's health. She was relieved to hear that Catherine had largely recovered from her injuries and that the troubles at Catherine had been resolved. She also knew how much Pedro cherished Catherine. After giving Pedro some advice, she finally said, "Serenity hasn't given birth yet. My husband and I will come, but I can't promise if Xiaofei and her siblings will be able to come. They are very busy and might not have time." Catherine nodded quickly. "I understand. I'm just glad you and your husband could be there." This time she also brought a lot of gifts for Mr. Farrell. Although Mr. Farrell knew that Catherine was innocent, he still kept his distance from her. To him, she was Clarissa's biological daughter. Although she was doing well now, he was not sure what kind of person she would become in the future. Only when Catherine voluntarily gave up her position as head of the Fung family, entrusting everything to Liberty, did Mr. Farrell's attitude towards her soften a bit. Even so, he still didn't like her very much. Now, using the excuse of being tired, Mr. Farrell retreated to his room, avoiding Catherine completely. Catherine wanted to ask Audrey and her husband to bring Mr. Farrell to the wedding, but after thinking about it over and over again, she still couldn't say it. Anyway, it's clear that Mr. Farrell still doesn't like her. Mr. Farrell was old and weak, his health was not good, he had to take medicine every day, but the pills he relied on were all prepared by a famous doctor and his students, not available in ordinary pharmacies or hospitals. It is said that the ingredients used to make those pills are extremely rare. Most of them are grown by the doctor and his students or collected by experienced herbalists from faraway places. Mr. Farrell is still alive thanks to the unwavering support of his old friends, who spared no expense in providing him with these precious herbs. "Uncle Farrell won't be coming," Audrey said suddenly, as if reading Catherine's mind. "He's old, it'll be too hard for him to travel such a long distance." Catherine nodded in understanding. "I know." At this time, Serenity spoke up, "I don't think I can join either. I just feel tired going out these past few days." Catherine wasn't surprised. She had been expecting this for a long time. Whether Serenity can come or not is entirely up to her, but Catherine still wants to send her an invitation. Zachary York added, Serenity's birthday is coming up. I can't attend the wedding, but I'll make sure to send gifts to Miss Feng and Brother Feng. Thank you, Catherine said sincerely, then turned to Serenity and asked, when are you due? One more month, Serenity replied. Catherine nodded. As long as the baby didn't come early, Audrey, her husband, and Liberty could still attend the wedding. At the time Serenity gave birth, Catherine and Pedro were probably on their honeymoon. She decided that after the baby was born, she would send the red envelopes and gifts she had prepared through Liberty. Since she was back from her honeymoon at the time, she was still able to celebrate the baby's one-month milestone with everyone over a drink. Married at first sight. When you give birth, I will go on a honeymoon. When that time comes, I will prepare gifts and red envelopes for the baby, and your sister will bring them back. When the baby is 1 month old, don't forget to invite me to the full moon party, I want to share the joy with you. Catherine honestly said, I want to have children sooner. Serenity smiled, okay. Audrey invited Catherine and her husband to stay for dinner. After dinner, the couple left and returned to Catherine. Serenity stayed at the Farrell family's house until after 8 o'clock in the evening before returning home with her husband. Because Wildridge Manor Villa is quite far from the city, and Serenity is currently in the final stages of pregnancy and could give birth at any time, the young couple moved from the villa to the city. They settled in their own house in Ming Yuan Garden, which was closest to the hospital. It was the house they lived in when they first got married, where their relationship deepened. Now that they had returned, except for the occasional visit from Grandma May, it was just the two of them. To Serenity, Ming Yuan Garden was like her and Zachary York's real home. Grandma May has returned from the Johnson family home. When the couple arrived, she was sitting on the sofa watching TV, hugging a plush goose down pillow. Zachary York did not bring the dogs and cats he usually kept. Since Serenity became pregnant, the pets have been quarantined to avoid any risk of toxoplasmosis, although they are regularly tested and vaccinated. Prevention is better than cure. The entire York family is very cautious. Grandma May usually hugs her pet cat while watching TV. Now that there are no pets around, she hugs the luxurious goose down pillow. Grandma! Grandma! The couple walked in one after another. Seeing that Grandma May was still awake, Serenity walked over and called her. Grandma, are you still awake? Grandma May smiled kindly, stood up, and looked at Serenity affectionately, you haven't come back yet, how can Grandma sleep? What took so long? Serenity approached the old woman, gently took her arm, and the two sat down together. Catherine and Pedro received their marriage certificate and sent an invitation to my aunt and me. My aunt invited her to dinner. After dinner, I discussed work with Elisa before going home. Actually, I come home quite early. Before I got married, I usually didn't get home until after 11 o'clock at night. Not to mention Zachary York often comes home at midnight. Are Catherine and Pedro married? Pedro is a good choice, said the old woman. She had better choose him. He will be loyal to her for life. The head of the Farrell family will always have a loyal and capable assistant, someone who will support them in both life and death. Spending a lot of time together naturally builds a bond. It is unrealistic to say that feelings do not develop. Most people are attracted to the head of the family, but few actually marry the person to whom they are loyal. Catherine and Pedro are the first couple to do so. Although Catherine did not take over everything in the Feng family, she was once the designated successor. Pedro is also an elite talent, trained at the Almighty Assistant Base. He will be loyal to Catherine for life. Catherine married him without any fear that he would change his mind. They have been in love for a long time, Serenity added. Married at first sight. Catherine once said she only wanted a child, not a husband, and even considered borrowing a seed from Pedro. But it all worked out fine in the end. I hope she finds happiness for the rest of her life. Grandma May nodded, then looked at her granddaughter-in-law's round belly with gentle eyes. Serenity, you are a lucky star. Anyone who has a good relationship with you will be happy. It's their choice, they deserve to be happy. I don't take credit for this, Serenity replied. Grandma May smiled. After all, she believed that her eldest grandson's wife was indeed a lucky star. Zachary York brought two cups of warm water, one for each of the two most important women in his life. Honey, you said you were thirsty in the car. Have some water first, he said. Serenity took the cup of warm water. Grandma May said to Zachary York, you and Serenity, remember to bring a thermos of water when you go out. If you are thirsty, drink water. Grandma, we're not going far, Zachary York explained. Even if it's close, you should still prepare a bit, you haven't thought it through yet. Grandma May scolded softly. She is the type of person who only finds fault with her grandson, but never finds fault with her daughter-in-law. Zachary York smiled, that's right, I haven't thought it through yet. As long as his wife's needs were not met immediately, his grandmother would always lecture him as soon as they got home. Go help Serenity bathe. I'll talk to her for a bit. When you're done, come get her, the old woman instructed. Serenity said, Grandma, I can bathe by myself. But whenever her husband came home, he always took care of everything for her, preparing the bath, bringing her clothes, and if she allowed him, he even helped her bathe. This man took care of her in every way possible. Those who knew Zachary York often said that it was Serenity who changed him. No one has ever seen Zachary York's gentle and thoughtful appearance. He often leaves people with the impression of being cold and indifferent. If you let Zachary York go, then what's the point of having a husband? Of course he has to take care of you, be your support. If anything happens, you have to be able to rely on him, otherwise, you will always feel that your husband is useless. Serenity laughed, Grandma, Zachary York is your grandchild. Hearing you say that, he won't be happy. Zachary York smiled bitterly and said, it's okay, I'm used to it, I'm numb now. Their grandmother always loved her daughter-in-law more than her grandson. But without nephews like him, how could she have a daughter-in-law? Honey, look after Grandma and watch TV. I'll get your clothes and prepare your bath. Do you want a late-night snack? If you want, eat before you take a bath. I don't feel like eating. Just a little bit makes my stomach upset. I've been out all day and I'm a little tired. I'm going to take a shower and go to bed early. Zachary York returned to the room. Grandma May watched him go away, turned to Serenity and said, Serenity, Zachary York was trained so well by you, I can hardly believe he is my eldest grandson. It's all thanks to you, Grandma. I didn't train it. It loves and pampers me sincerely. But Grandma May was sure that Serenity had trained her grandson very well. That's why I say, a good husband needs to be trained. Of course, he also has to truly love you, she said. You sure you don't want to snack at midnight? Pregnant women should eat more small meals. Not now. I eat a lot at my aunt's house. She keeps piling food on my plate. Xiao Fei is almost jealous. Serenity gently touched her stomach. If I'm hungry in the middle of the night, I'll call Zachary York to cook for me. This wasn't the first time she had woken him up for a late night snack. Okay. As long as you are hungry and want to eat, you have to eat until you are full, no matter what time it is. Don't worry, I won't treat you badly. The old woman smiled. I know your personality and I really like it. Just then, Zachary York walked out of the room. Married at first sight. Grandma, while I was away, you spoke badly of me to my wife again. The old woman replied, if you do well, who will speak ill of you? If you are still worried that I will speak ill of you, then it proves that you have not done well and need to try harder. Serenity is about to give birth. Are you ready to be a father? You should ask Josh for advice, he is great with babies. the baby gained 6 to 7 kilos during confinement. Such growth in just 1 month is very impressive. Compared to other skinny children, Jasmine's son was brownie. But not the unhealthy kind. Jasmine was well taken care of during her confinement period. She looked healthy, and it was obvious that she was well taken care of. On the contrary, Josh looked a little thinner. Taking care of a newborn is very tiring. Newborns sleep when they are full and wake up to eat. If breastfed, they usually cry for another meal within an hour. Formula-fed babies do a little better. In short, they need to be fed frequently. Newborns don't know day or night, they'll eat whenever they're hungry. It is very tiring for adults to take care of her. Zachary York said, "Grandma, wait until Serenity gives birth. I will hand over the current job to my second and third brothers, both of whom are married and have just returned from their honeymoon. There is no good news from them yet, so for now, we can focus on business. When the time comes, I will do as Tunan did, take care of Serenity and help raise the baby during confinement." If someone had said that a few years ago, Zachary York would not have believed it, even if threatened. He used to be a workaholic. Work always came first and he would yell at anyone who got in his way. But a few years later, President York actually said that he wanted to be by his wife's side during her confinement period. No one could have predicted a change like this. When Jasmine gave birth, Tunan stayed by her side throughout her confinement period, not only taking care of mother and child but also eating confinement meals with her. If not, Jasmine might have gained a little weight. Occasionally, Josh would return to the company but only when there was an important meeting. He would rush home as soon as the meeting ended. Occasionally, Josh would return to the company, at most to attend an important meeting, then rush home. Everyone at York Group said that Chairman Josh had lost interest in work. Some even whispered that their general would soon follow the same path. Grandma May nodded, "Tell the second and third sons to take on more responsibility. The seventh and eighth sons have experience, we can assign them more work. The one who is free is the ninth brother. After summer vacation, we will send him to the company to study and prepare for the future." Rowan, who was completely focused on preparing for the college entrance exam, was trembling with fear. "He's not even an adult yet. Well, he just became an adult not long ago. The school held a coming-of-age ceremony and invited the student's parents to attend. He was now 18 years old, officially an adult. Time flies so fast." He remembered that when his brother and sister-in-law got married, he was only 15 or 16 years old. Now, he was 18. After they grew up, they were treated like pack horses. Because the York family was rich and powerful, the nine brothers had to share the burden, so they were all under great pressure. Zachary York has no objection. He was still immature and still had to go to the company every winter and summer break to study without pay. After adulthood, one must continue to work at the company to earn a salary, although the initial salary is usually the lowest. "Honey, the bath is ready. You go take a bath first." Zachary York helped his pregnant wife up. Grandma May signaled Serenity to take a bath first. As soon as he entered the room, Zachary York gently asked, "Serenity, do you need my help?" Married at first sight 4326 to 4330 married at first sight. "No need." Zachary York smiled and said, not even given the chance to care about her husband. Serenity replied, "I'm fine, you don't need to worry, go out and talk to Grandma." "All right." After watching her enter the bathroom and close the door, Zachary York turned and left. Grandma May saw him coming out and was about to speak, but Zachary York spoke first, "Grandma, Serenity said you don't need to worry about her." The old woman opened her mouth but in the end said nothing. Zachary York walked over and sat down next to her, took the big goose pillow she was holding, and said with a smile, "Grandma, why are you holding this? Without a cat to pet, I had to hug a goose pillow instead. Madam, you can stay at my villa, all the pets are there. But Serenity likes this place. She said this is the first house we lived in after getting married, she feels at home. So no pets here. I don't want to live in a villa, said Grandma May. There's no one to talk to. In this neighborhood, I can go downstairs every day, walk around, and chat with the old ladies. I like to listen to gossip. Most of the ladies downstairs were helping with their children or doing housework. When they got together, they talked about all sorts of things, gossiping was part of their routine. If something happens in the family, when one person finds out, it will spread to the whole community immediately. Grandma May loved to listen but never gossiped about her children and grandchildren. No one could get any family gossip out of her. Serenity could give birth at any time, even if I were with you, I would still be worried. Zachary York leaned on the sofa and said, Yes, I am even more worried than you. Every time Serenity turns over at night, I get worried, thinking that she is about to go into labor. When she gives birth, I will be right there with her. Zachary York decided to be present during the birth. Grandma May tilted her head to look at him and gently reminded him, Can you bear it? Don't be like Josh and faint from fear. Childbirth is a terrible pain for women. Serenity is pregnant with her first child, and first-time childbirth is usually not quick. The pain will be like being cut into pieces. Of course, from a woman's perspective, she still hopes you'll be there. Once you see how painful childbirth is, you'll appreciate your wife even more. If she didn't love you, she wouldn't carry your child, endure the discomfort of pregnancy, lose her figure, go through level 10 labor pains, breastfeed afterward, stay up late caring for the baby, and consider a full night's sleep a luxury. Mothers tend to wake up immediately at the slightest movement of their baby. If the baby is unwell, the mother will often stay up all night, unable to rest. People like us are lucky we can hire a nanny or a babysitter. Ordinary families can't afford to hire such help. They have to do everything themselves, which is very tiring. Zachary York said, Grandma, I know. I love Serenity as much as I love my own life. She is my life, of course I love her. In this life, I will take good care of her. No matter how scary it is, I will face it with her. Zachary York firmly decided to stay by Serenity's side during the birth. He even discussed it with her beforehand. Serenity teased him like an old lady, worried he would faint like Josh. He told her that if he had to pass out, he would wait until the baby was delivered safely and both mother and child were okay. Serenity felt a little confused, but also very touched. Married at first sight. Grandma May finally patted her grandson on the shoulder with satisfaction and said, Not bad, you are responsible. Grandma supports you. Zachary York replied, I was raised by my grandparents. If I don't take responsibility, I'm afraid my grandfather will come back in the middle of the night to settle the score with me. He was referring to an old man who died many years ago. Grandma May suddenly sighed, If your grandfather were still alive, he would be very happy to see you find happiness. Soon, he would even be promoted to great-grandfather. It's a shame he didn't live to see you get married. When he first passed away, I could still dream of him, but now I haven't dreamed of him for a long time. Zachary York, did your grandfather come to visit you? Do you see how he is doing down there? Zachary York was silent for a moment, then said, Since you passed away, I have not dreamed of you anymore. I often wonder if you blame me for being uneducated, or if I have not done well enough, and you are disappointed in me. Why doesn't he appear in my dreams to compliment me? If I don't do well, he will visit me in my dreams to scold and advise me. He often thinks about his grandfather. When Grandpa passed away, Grandma was very sad and Grandpa was very sad too. Alone, he often drank alone, called his grandfather, sometimes hugged Josh or Duncan, and choked up, saying, I don't have a grandfather anymore. His grandfather was his first mentor in life and taught him a lot of things. They have a close bond. Grandpa used to say that although he had 9 grandchildren, none of them could compare to his eldest grandson. Zachary York was the old man's most beloved person. He must have felt that since I was still alive and leading everyone, everything would be okay, so he rested in peace. But Zachary York always does well. When the old man was alive, he recognized his eldest grandson's ability, he only cared about Zachary York's love affairs and marriage. Fortunately, Zachary York did not disappoint him, he found a good partner, about to become a father. Every time my family has a wedding, I think of Grandpa. How wonderful it would be if he were still with us. Grandpa is only a few years older than Grandma. If he were alive, he wouldn't even be 90. Grandpa was only a few years older than Grandma, and even if he were still alive, he wouldn't be 90 yet. Grandma May sighed, he won't live that long. After Serenity gives birth, I will visit your grandfather and tell him that your wife has given birth to a child. Your grandfather is now your great-grandfather. Grandma, let me go with you. No need. Serenity will be in the postpartum room after giving birth. You stay and take care of her. Don't go to the cemetery with Grandma. Especially with babies, there are traditions that need to be respected. Zachary York said, then wait until the baby is 1 month old before visiting Grandfather. According to custom, we should burn incense to inform our ancestors of the baby's date. Okay. We'll wait until then, and you can come with me. Grandmother and grandson continued talking about family matters until Serenity came out of the bathroom and called Zachary York, at which point they stopped talking. Grandma May returned to her room to rest because she did not want to disturb the young couple. Serenity was pregnant, Zachary York did not dare to let her mind wander. Before she could finish her sentence, Serenity had already fallen asleep. Seeing no response, Zachary York realized she was fast asleep. He leaned down, gently kissed her forehead and whispered, "Good night, baby." Then he quietly got out of bed and went to take a shower. No one said another word that night. The next day, Friday, Zachary York woke up early as usual, did morning exercises, went back to prepare breakfast, then went to the living room to wake Sunny up. When they returned home the night before, Grandma May had already coaxed Sunny to sleep. Sunny did not attend Jasmine's son's full moon party because the boy had to go to kindergarten. The boy tried to ask his aunt's permission to go to the celebration, but she refused. Serenity was worried that if she gave him a break, he might ask to leave school for every little thing. Taking time off can easily become a habit. Because Sunny did not attend the full moon party, he naturally did not go to work. Married at first sight. After school, Grandma May, who came back from the Johnson family house, often stayed to keep Sunny company. She was still downstairs in the community, square dancing with other older women. Sunny sat at the dining table and asked, "Uncle, where is Grandma?" "She is dancing downstairs." Every morning, the old ladies gathered to dance. Fortunately, they were considerate of the younger generation's habits and kept the music volume low so as not to disturb others who were still resting. Unlike some other groups who play very loud music while dancing, disturbing nearby residents and causing many complaints. If those girls cause a ruckus early in the morning, Zachary York won't hesitate to scold them. Grandma always said that if she bothered anyone, she would stop dancing altogether. She knows how difficult life is for young people today. Their dance team usually starts at 7 a.m. and ends at 7:30 p.m., dancing for only half an hour. In the evening, they finish work at about 7 to 8 o'clock. The music was kept low and everyone was following the movements of the main dancers, so there was no need to turn up the volume. "Where is my aunt?" "Your aunt is still sleeping, don't wake her up. She doesn't sleep well at night." Although Serenity fell asleep very quickly, she woke up easily and often tossed and turned throughout the night. Sunny nodded thoughtfully. After breakfast, Zachary York took Sunny to the nursery. On the way out, they met her grandmother, who had just returned from a morning dance. "Grandma," Sunny sweetly called. Grandma May smiled, hugged him tightly, and said gently, "Sunny, be good at kindergarten. Today is Friday, tomorrow is the weekend. Grandma will take you to the park. All right. Sunny was radiant with joy. Sunny was extremely happy. He likes hanging out with Grandma May because she always makes things fun. His aunt and uncle had rules, but his great-grandmother didn't. She would let him play however he wanted, as long as it was age-appropriate. Zachary York, tell the driver to slow down. Is Serenity awake yet? Not yet. I left breakfast for both you and Serenity. Okay, then quickly take Sunny to school, don't let her be late. Zachary York told Sunny to wave goodbye to Grandma May and then led him downstairs. Arriving at the kindergarten, Zachary York helped Sunny get out of the car, took her to the gate herself, handed Sunny over to the teacher, received the pickup card, turned around and left. Master York. A strange female voice rang out. Zachary York instinctively looked over. That is Mrs. Lady. Mrs. Lady hurriedly walked over, stopped about 3 meters away from him, and asked with a smile, Mr. York, long time no see, Mrs. York, has she given birth? She took the person she called sister-in-law to kindergarten every day but rarely saw Serenity. Zachary York coldly replied, Thank you for your concern, Mrs. Lady. Then he turned and walked away. He did not answer her question. Mrs. Lady did not dare to stop him. After that curt answer, she knew she could not continue to pursue the matter. She could only watch Zachary York walk to his luxury car and quickly drive away. She guessed that Serenity probably hadn't given birth yet. If the baby is born, Wiltspoon Media will definitely report it. Married at first sight. Since Serenity became the eldest daughter of the York family, her every move has been closely watched by the media. However, any news related to Serenity must be approved by Zachary York. Publishing news without his consent will get you into trouble. At this time, everyone in Annenberg knew, you can dare to offend York Master, but absolutely cannot offend young York Madam. Mrs. Lady walked away with a gloomy expression. In the following days, every few days she was at the kindergarten gate. But she never saw Serenity again. Sunny was brought by Zachary York, another young master of the York family, or sometimes by his biological father, Hank Brown. Mrs. Lady believes that Serenity is about to give birth, or perhaps has already given birth, but the media has not reported it yet. The sun continued to rise and set, day turning to night as usual. In the blink of an eye, Serenity's due date arrived. Although she had no contractions, her water broke or bleeding, she was taken to hospital to prepare for delivery. They expect something to happen within a few days. But even after a week in the hospital, there was still no sign of labor. The doctor recommended inducing labor. Serenity was past 40 weeks and there was no progress, so they recommended an injection to start the process. Serenity asked the doctor, Everything is normal, right? Can we wait 2 more days? The doctor replied, Okay, you can wait another 2 days. But if there is still no progress, we will have to induce labor. Serenity gently touched her belly and said, This baby will grow slowly, no need to rush. Completely opposite to Jasmine's son. Her friend's child was eagerly coming into the world, while the baby in her womb seemed calm and unhurried. Zachary York worriedly asked, Is the baby okay? Yes, everything is normal. Some women give birth after 41 weeks, the doctor assured him. After hearing that, Zachary York felt a little more reassured. He helped Serenity out of the clinic and took her for a walk. Baby, hurry up, everyone is nervous. Serenity said, rubbing his belly. My aunt even took time off work and came back just to celebrate your birth. My aunt even took time off work and came back just to celebrate your birth. Liberty returned from Catherine a week before her sister's due date, but even half a month later, Serenity still had not gone into labor. Everyone in the York clan was eagerly waiting. Maybe the baby will make a mess tonight, Zachary York comforted. As soon as he finished speaking, Serenity suddenly stopped. What's the matter? He asked. After a moment of silence, Serenity replied, Honey, I feel a little sore. Actually. Zachary York was startled, then a bit panicked, immediately stepped forward to carry her back to the room. But Serenity stopped him. I'm too heavy. Don't carry me anymore. It's not far, I can walk by myself. Are you sure it really hurts? This time, Serenity answered firmly, yes, it hurts a lot. I think the baby heard us talking and is finally ready to come out to meet us. Zachary York helped her back to the room and immediately called the doctor, reporting that Serenity had a stomachache. He then quickly contacted his parents, grandmother, aunt, Audrey, and others to let them know what was going on. As soon as the pain started, Serenity's contractions became stronger and more frequent. Has Serenity given birth yet? The last person to arrive, Audrey asked. She came from the Farrell family home, about half an hour's drive away, but because of the traffic jam, it took her an hour to get to the hospital. Just as she finished asking, she saw Zachary York turn back and help Serenity walk away. Although Serenity's contractions were getting stronger, she still couldn't be taken to the delivery room. The doctor advised her to walk more to help her cervix dilate faster. Serenity, are you okay? Audrey asked, stepping forward with concern. Serenity's face contorted in pain, it hurts so much. It hurts so much now. Will it hurt even more later? Married at first sight. It is said that childbirth is a level 10 painful experience. It hurts, but it will pass when the baby comes, Audrey said, trying her best to comfort her. Maybe we should do a cesarean, Zachary York suggested, pained by Serenity's pain. His heart ached every time she said it hurt. He wished he could take the pain for her. There was no need for a cesarean section. The doctor said everything was normal and I could have a natural birth. Serenity did not want surgery because the recovery process after a cesarean section is slower and puts more pressure on the body. She will have to stay in hospital for at least a week after the surgery. After being admitted early to prepare for labor, she was eager to go home. Vaginal birth usually allows for quicker discharge, like Jasmine, who is discharged after 2 or 3 days. Older people also think natural birth is better. She was determined to try a natural birth first, only when things didn't go well did she consider a cesarean section. Bah, 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 everything will be fine. No surgery required. Audrey agreed, let's try a natural birth first. It will be better for both mother and baby. This is your first child, don't rush. When I gave birth to your cousin, I had to labor for 3 days and 3 nights. Serenity cried out, I don't intend to suffer for 3 days and 3 nights, do I? No, it doesn't take that long for everyone. Some women feel pain in the afternoon and give birth in the evening. It can take just a few hours. Audrey tried to reassure her. Serenity remembers how his sister suffered pain for a day and a night while giving birth to Sunny. She immediately prayed silently that her child would not torment her and that she would not have to suffer too long before giving birth. Fortunately, she didn't. Around 6 o'clock that evening, Serenity gave birth to a healthy 7-pound baby boy. Both mother and child are safe. Zachary York is always by her side. Unlike Josh, he did not faint during childbirth. But when Zachary York walked out of the delivery room, his face was as pale as paper, even worse than Serenity's. As soon as he went out, his 2 older brothers and 3 older brothers hurriedly helped him up, afraid that their calm and capable eldest brother would fall down from shock like Josh. I'm fine, Zachary York said, ignoring their help. Sister-in-law and baby are safe. Zachary York said softly, her voice still trembling. Rowan York quickly added, the doctor has confirmed that mother and child are safe, don't worry. Come sit down and rest for a while. You look terrible. Honestly, your sister-in-law looks better than you now. Meanwhile, Serenity was transferred to the postpartum waiting room, where she was surrounded by elderly women in the family, all worried about her recovery. Where is Zachary York? Although still in pain, Serenity's heart was filled with joy, not seeing her husband beside her made her a little uneasy. Zachary York didn't faint. He did not faint in the delivery room. Serenity was in so much pain that she didn't notice his expression at that moment. She only remembered biting his hand during a particularly painful spasm. He must be in pain too. She is surprisingly strong. He's outside, one of the elders replied. Don't worry, he didn't faint. Second brother and third brother are watching him. He's just resting for a bit, his complexion is worse than yours. The old woman sat by Serenity's bed, looking lovingly at her and her son lying peacefully beside her. Although babies are not usually considered cute, Serenity thinks his son is adorable. And the doctors and nurses all agreed that the baby looked exactly like her.